The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past, beautiful Sparks, Nevada, and the ice cream truck capital of the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my good friends, my steady companion, Mr. Nick Ramirez, the once-in-a-while one-night stand of Chewbacca, and then dirty in the gutter, we got Uncle Dickie in the back room. This week, we've got Countress on the show.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah!
Woo!
Ow!
How you guys doing?
Feeling good, man.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is already a rowdy bunch of guys. This is going to be a fun show.
It already smells terrible in here.
We're fucking drunk.
So, who works at Whole Foods?
So you just pinned me on.
How embarrassing!
But right at the gate.
It's much like the air of cafeteria smell when you work at a casino cafeteria.
Oh, I know that one also. Yeah. That's very stale and musty.
Who works at Whole Paycheck?
You can't wave on a TV when you raise your hand.
This is Alex speaking.
Okay, pardon me.
Dude, you don't have hipster douchebag facial hair. How can you work there? I thought that was like a requirement.
Right. Part of the uniform.
He's breaking the fucking mold,
must
man.
Fit uniform.
Damn.
Here's your ball cap.
Where
here's
is your
flannel.
Hipster I'm sorry. You need a handlebar mustache with like a double chin.
Be a little
thing,
more open-minded,
you know?
Rick.
Yeah, that's going quite the mile.
Hey, Rick, that's a little bigoted.
Have you been there? Okay, like there's not a single. Even the women have douchebag facial hair. So,
some
well,
of the
that's
Spanish
awesome.
Ladies they definitely do have a great mustache.
For real, I worked with an Argentinian once that had more leg hair than I do.
Oh, me too.
She was amazing.
Yeah, oh,
and she wore nylons, and it was all like pressed to her leg. They made me shave. She didn't have to.
Hi, Rick. You're talkative this week. How are you doing?
I'm in a great fucking mood.
Really?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
What's up?
Because I shouldn't talk about this. Because
talk about it.
When you say
don't
that,
be gross, Rick.
Full
don't
laid.
Be gross, Rick.
You were filled by the Lord.
Yeah. No, I wasn't filled by anything.
Oh.
But I got laid.
Yeah!
Oh, I didn't just get laid.
Ow,
and I've gotten laid like recently, but I got laid on Saturday morning like twice, like greater than you know when you have sex and it's better than your own masturbation.
Nope.
I thought it was a mythological creature like a unicorn as well, but it turns out it's actually possible. And
ain't buying it, man.
So those wiffle ball bats
you're
did smell
really
like shit.
That
wasn't my imagination.
You didn't wear gloves when
back.
You touched that?
I didn't. I forgot where I was.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank
my
the...
My fingers smelled funny afterwards.
I'd like to thank the beautiful young man that helped me with that, dude.
You're fucking sad, dude.
He's not as happy about it as
is
I
it,
am.
Is it?
Play more of that.
Yeah.
Is it
you're
the voice there?
You're a fucking asshole, dude.
Oh, I'm not saying anything.
Oh,
boy, was it great. Oh my God, I'm gonna be good for like a month, I think. So yeah,
you're so
anyway, gay, you called me and you were like, yeah, there's a 5-member band playing all this music and all this bullshit, and I was like, okay. I'll figure it out.
No stress
guys,
at all.
You
don't get you got laid, so you're not stressed out for like
okay.
2 weeks here.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. I know. So really, you need to call him. And tell
I need
him to take better care of me.
Yeah, and I need to have next week's be really complicated.
And I hope you fucking die by yourself.
Nice.
Damn.
I know.
Memory
and your little dog too.
Yeah.
I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying with your Chihuahua dog, dude. Oh,
Chihuahua's not a dog. That's a cat.
Now, fuck you, man.
It's now a lavender bush.
This is
so, but
funny,
enough
dude.
About me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, what about you, Nick?
Oh,
let's
man.
Go real round robin with the guys here.
I had a great week. I I would say it was capped with yesterday, last night at my house.
The apartment. The benefit for Loopy Loopy.
Yeah, benefit for my cat. All these rad people came over from all these rad bands like Weapons of Mass Creation, The Shames, the Merkin, Stacy from Gunshot Liquor was there. Daniel French was there. Hudson and Matt and me played a little source
set. Hell?
It was fucking amazing, dude.
Very cool.
It was so cool. And if you keeping up, you've been listening for a while, listeners. Yeah, I did get divorced, and I've been seeing this wonderful girl named Mikey.
Yay, Mikey!
And she's fucking dope, and we just found a fucking great time. I went to the Pyramid Lake today.
Yeah.
Namaste.
It was really nice, and we went swimming and hung out with Hudson and
How's the water?
It was fucking warm as fuck.
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
It kind of felt like piss.
That's why it's green.
It was that warm.
The Stone Mother, controls it all. Before she died, filled with pee.
Yeah, so, you know, I had a nice weekend, man. I had to work. I'm doing UNLV games at the radio station.
Fuck those guys.
You hosted the hell out of that open mic night last week.
Oh yeah. Thank you very much.
That was awesome. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, it's going to, I mean, it was rad. Yeah, for sure, man. Fucking Chewbacca, what'd you do this week?
I watched football mostly and hung out with my family.
Watched the Niners get fucking beat up.
I did watch some of that.
Raider Nation.
Really
Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
Raider fucking Nation.
Yeah. Yep. My daughter, anytime there's any football on TV, she goes, "Yeah, Raiders."
Hell yeah.
She's only one. She doesn't even have any idea what she's talking about.
Yeah. Can't say fork, but she knows Raiders.
She can't say fork. No, she says fuck.
Just as good.
Do your daughter impersonation.
Go Raiders.
Fuck. No, Allison, it's fork.
We're going to the beach.
Well, wait, how old?
We're going to the beach.
She finds a fork in the sand on the beach.
How old will she be at Christmas?
She's like 20 months old. She'll be two at Christmas.
I think she needs to come on in with the Christmas episode with Riku.
We'll see if
maybe.
We can work that out.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Love to hang out with her and her mom both in here.
And Riku and I are working on a new song.
Yeah, Christina's never been on the show. That'd be dope.
I would love that.
Fun. Yeah, we should do that.
Hey, the guys are all rolling their eyes. Let's give them a little clip of like what happens when my daughter comes into the studio.
Dad, can I?
Wait.
What's Uncle Ricky?
Don't rough up the suspect.
No, that.
What's Uncle Ricky, honey?
Huh? No, she doesn't want to talk
How
about me
you,
like
Rory.
That. I know. God, Rory. Where's the?
What does Daddy call? What does Daddy call?
Insult him.
What does Daddy call Uncle Nick when he's mad?
Oh, I'm not going to do that. What, Rory? What do you think about your dad?
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dad. F and A.
I never want children.
Yeah. What happened?
No, they're awesome because then you make them say horrible things and put it on the internet.
Do the one where she says cunt, Rick.
Do the one where she says
cunt. From the early years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it's so cute, too. No, she doesn't say cunt.
T-W-A-T.
Ah.
Oh, you're right.
Twat.
Did we get
this one?
See you in Toledo.
Oh, there you go. That was it. That's the one.
And why do we have you say bad words?
My daddy is the best.
And what do all these lies do?
Lies make baby Jesus cry.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Riku tapes are awesome.
Yeah. We always have a weekly dose of that. I guess me. I hung out with ladies. I drank alcohol. Hori Rory. That's my real Garbage Pail Kid name. Like Nick gave this to me earlier. Hori Rory. If the shoe fits, you know. No, I had a lovely weekend. I spent some time with some lovely young ladies.
Plow and glory, man.
Maybe see in the future. Yeah.
Good.
And,
listeners?
Hung out with my kid? Nope.
Good luck, ladies.
You made the best
woman win.
No, they don't know. Ah, okay. Yeah, no. That's my third alarm probably since the show started.
Oh, geez,
the best one is going to listen to the show, dude, because
that would be,
Hopefully she doesn't, though, because she doesn't find about the other two.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm not dating any of them.
But,
it really doesn't
but she'll
matter.
Be the best one, she won't give a fuck.
Yeah,
she'll
it doesn't
like,
matter. Yeah, she'll be a fuck.
I'll
I don't give a shit.
Wipe those bitches out.
Call them bitches and everything.
Not the Fonzie.
Especially if she could call you Hori Rory, she'll be like into that. And slap you and shit.
No, see, I like to do more of the slapping.
Yeah, slapper.
Behind closed doors in a very productive and psychologically encouraging way.
Are you into spanking?
If by spanking you mean on the face, yes.
Oh, my. You're in the rough stuff, huh?
Spanked her in the mouth.
Jesus.
Right. One more, Alice.
I'll smack an ass, but...
I'm not doing anything. I don't even touch them.
So how about you guys? Let's
Rick's just all, yay.
Just going to segue horribly into this next.
Oh, nice.
This awkward segue brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Right on schedule,
Polansky,
too.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Don't forget to check the Pinky link at pinkypolansky.com.
Always about the same
Proud writers of our theme song.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
Roy, you got that wrong.
Why is Felix sleeping again, honey?
Felix likes to drink.
Yes,
aversion
does.
Therapy wrote.
Oh, much crap. Damn it. Sorry, yeah. Evan. Sorry, Bruce. Sorry, everybody.
You were 50% correct.
Yeah. Half of...
Because half of that band is in the other band. So. Don't
those guys did stuff for us, and they're cool.
Yeah, they did.
All right, how sexually professional. Sexually professional. I'm ready for a song. Unless, do you guys want to rehash your weekend? Have you played a show lately that was really awesome?
We did.
Yeah. Where'd you play? You were at Jub Jub's recently, right?
We were. Unfortunately, yes, I was.
You did not enjoy that show.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, we were great.
Ah, oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I did.
You played last.
Was it Big Room or Little Room?
Oh, wait, that was with Stabby Unicorn.
Well, we played that show.
That same show, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I was there.
Really?
Really?
I did your door.
Oh, really? What did you think?
It was fun, man. It was weird. Stabby opening for you guys was weird.
But they're so good at what they were cool. It doesn't matter. I mean, they're great.
So you like
Jub Jub's kind of at home too. So.
That 80s gothy kind of music.
Crap rock.
Fuck yeah.
Wuss rock.
Wuss rock.
No, I think Stabby's a nice mix of that 80s empty sounding shit and then Wall of Sound shoegaze.
It was good. It was good.
It was killer. The shoegaze part, dicks, not so much, but yeah.
I get some Joy Division out of that.
Yeah.
No,
that was
a
good job.
Good.
Fuck yeah.
It's been a while since I got to play, though.
It was a no fun show.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric Foreman. Yeah.
And then we played Saturday?
We played at Fort Ryland. Which
oh,
was
how
on
was
Ryan
that?
Street,
oh,
so it was awesome. We played first, so we weren't fucking trashed.
Nice.
So it went over better
than
anything.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you drink afterwards. It was fucking great.
Yeah, we did.
What an amazing concept.
You had to wait through all those bands drinking, then by the end, you're pretty much beat.
Well, they don't drink at all, but we waited.
By the way, talking on the mic here, this
is
Alex and Miles mostly.
Correct.
Here.
There's other people here.
Yeah. The band, Countress, I mentioned them at the beginning. They've been talking.
Yeah, we're chilling.
What's up with that name anyway?
We love horror. And we're...
it's not a real word.
It's not
it
like
really isn't.
One metal band. Ha 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 ha.
Right.
Ha.
That's exactly what I thought.
But a girl.
But a girl.
That's Countess. That's Countess, though, without an R. And he kept on saying the wrong word like four times. He said Countress. I said, no, that's not a real word. Countress. I said, no, it's Countess without the R. And we said, fuck it.
Because I expected you guys to be a bunch of chicks when I saw Countess.
That was the whole plan.
Well, there's like seven or eight different other bands named
like
Countess.
All dressed, just like Elvira.
Exactly.
She's hot. She's
and which she's a
she
baby.
Is hot.
Woo.
She is hot.
Yeah. No. It's
which one of you do you think could fill her bra best wearing it yourself?
Probably Miles.
I like to drink. I like good food.
Hey.
Deep fried food as well. So
there you go.
He works at
don't move
foods.
To the south. You'll just add 50 pounds for being there.
That's from breathing the air.
Yeah, because it's got all the
deep
grease
fried
in it.
Air.
All the grease in the air.
It's so good, though.
Oh, it's excellent.
Po' boys from a dirty shack. Mm. Mm.
That doesn't sound disgusting. Right. Yeah, that just sounds...
Spunk.
Some etouffee.
That was stoner spunk. Because you know,
where's regular spunk, right?
Yeah, the regular spunk is...
Spunk.
Thank you.
That's high society spunk.
You want to hear freak spunk?
Not really, but...
Spunk!
Oh, yeah.
I all love right. her.
That's what the boys in the home say.
Do you even know what that's from?
No.
Okay.
So I think it's time for a song. What do you guys think?
Yeah. We set up all this
drummer
bullshit.
Outside.
Let's,
drummer Jesse, who hasn't said much of anything.
Get the hell out.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
See you in hell,
you
brother.
Dicks.
See you on the other
hell,
side.
My friend. Are you all staying in here? Or?
We have
how it works, man.
We're going to hang
a rehearsal
out.
Way back now.
I'm just going to stare at all of your crotches throughout the entire performance.
So that means I do not blame you, but
it might be a little awkward.
So how do we do this? Do we just get up and
do it?
Just get up and go, Wait till, I mean, wait till your drummer sits down. That's all.
Right. So we have to strut right in front of you.
Are we doing origin?
You guys are going to strut?
Orgy?
Origin.
Let's
do it. It'd be hard for us to mosh in here with all these people.
A lot of equipment.
It's going to be a little difficult.
Oh, he's at the drums, evidently.
Origin or Black Claw? What are we doing?
Origin.
Are we all good? We ready?
Jesse, how are you?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, cut and print.
Can we do it again?
No.
It's live.
All right. All right. Hey, Jesse, you can come back in here.
Nice.
He probably listening? Took off.
Hey, stop by the gas station. Grab some beer, too.
Oh, we out of beer?
There should be intern. Some beer in the fridge.
Intern. Oh, wait.
Fuck. I'm we the intern. That intern. Sucks.
When are you guys going to get you an intern?
I know.
I'm working on it.
Well, we've lost two interns just based on the fact that they don't have Mondays free.
Yeah, I've been helping.
Who needs
like,
Monday?
Clear resumes and call references. No, I haven't done any of that.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but there are a couple friends of ours, friends of the show, actually, people who've been around and on the show with different bands who've expressed interest in being a fabulous Worst Little Podcast intern, but they don't have Monday nights free to help Rick out.
Right.
And they don't want to do the marketing and promotion shit that I do that's not on Mondays. So fuck them all. But if you'd like to be an intern, fabulous listener out there, please get a hold of me at reverendrory.com. No, reverendrory@yahoo.com.
Oh,
why is
shit.
There Reverend Rory?
Hear anybody?
There will be eventually. There will
Reverend
be.
reverendrory@yahoo.com.
I'll take a backup. Yeah, gotcha.
Check us out. We are looking for interns, both for production of sound and production of media. So it's a great opportunity to get in on the ground floor of something you'd never want anybody to listen to in your entire life.
Thank you, Rick.
I'd like at this point thank our lovely sponsors at Reno Computer Fix, located at 71 South Wells, right by the Dandelion Deli. Reno Computer Fix, that's right. They will fix your computer for not by the hour, but what the job costs. And they also sell art and shit. Justin and Ian are cool motherfuckers, and true they that. Give me side work that I make money with. So,
good man. Good guys.
Yeah, no, go check them out. They refurbish, they fix, they sell. Like, you can get MacBooks on the cheap, really cheap there because they fixed it after some kid dropped it on a slushy.
Dropped the computer on the slushy?
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
Oh, and I have to do an apology, an on-air apology. Max Volume was supposed to play at my house last night, and I guess he went to the door at 6, and nobody was there, and wasn't a note up or anything. And he kept calling my old phone number.
You punked Max.
Did you apologize to his face or just here on the podcast?
No, I called him later during the show, and I'm like, what up? And he's like, "Ah, oh, dude, I waited.
Hey, Nick, I showed up.
Talk like him. Yeah.
I can't do it, man. Can't do it, man. I had a little time earlier in the evening, but not now.
Yeah, no, he's already back, you know, out in the hills.
And now you're doing it.
Oh, but you guys are great what you're doing over there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I'm really sorry, Max, and I'm sorry that people are
making, hey, here's my impression
like,
of Chewy.
Oh, here's my impression of Chewy.
Nick the Dick.
Oh, fuck you, Max, and be like that.
Just saying.
I'm sorry, brother. I really am. I'm sorry.
What would Lemmy do?
Hey. Probably kick my ass for not answering the door. We're giving you the right phone number, so I apologize.
Lemmy would have pissed on your doorway.
And wear short shorts.
That's probably the best picture out there of him.
Yeah.
It's fucking fabulous.
Like ice cream.
You never seen Lemmy in that movie where he's playing pinball and like Daisy Dukes and shit?
I forget what the movie is. But
it's fucking
yes.
hilarious, dude.
Yes.
It's fucking hilarious.
Wasn't Aaron.
So, Countress, how long have you been in Reno?
As a band or individually?
Yeah.
As
well,
people.
Both?
In general.
We've been
as people,
band.
I believe we're all born and raised.
Hey!
Incorrect.
No. Oh, excuse me, then. Whoa.
Born in California.
Oh,
I was also born in California.
Yep. Traitors. Yeah, you are traitors.
But how long have you lived? Have you guys
did you go to school here?
Most of our lives, yeah.
You guys went to grade school and high school and shit here.
Yeah, I grew up in Sun Valley, man.
That counts. As much as we don't like to admit it, that counts.
A separate entity. Sun Valley's its own.
Just down the street, too. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not really.
Sparks Core.
Sparks Core.
Sparks has the best brown weed you'll ever smoke.
The best brown folk you'll ever meet.
God bless them.
They take care of their lawns,
too. Yeah, I live
too.
In the Wells district.
I would have sworn he wasn't born here either, though, but he's lying.
They take care of their lawns, too.
Fucking A. It's the white people got them shitty lawns.
Namaste.
I want to remember white people smell the most.
But as far as
namaste,
a band goes,
indeed.
Namaste.
We fucking started recording late 2012, but we started playing March 2013. So we're almost a year old.
Nice. Very cool.
Damn.
What's your favorite place to play so far?
Shays.
Yeah, Ben, like you guys would say Shays.
Shays
is pretty fun.
Or Fort Ryland.
Fort Riley is good. Yeah.
You know, it's quite the contrast. But
what's They're your least sick. Favorite place to play?
Ooh,
do you
here?
Yeah. We haven't played in pretty much anywhere.
Dogwater Studios.
This does suck.
This is the worst experience.
JK.
I know. I promised boobs. You'll have to ask Miles for that later.
Or moi. But that's
well, where's
okay.
the coke coming from then? Yeah. He promised that as well.
There's a lot of shit.
There's a poppy plant out
Miles,
there.
My mom's listening to this.
That's our heroin, whole thing. Man. We promise shit.
We'll tell your mom hello.
We promise shit.
I
can shit in a box and market guaranteed.
It's still just a piece of shit in a box. It's got to have it on the label.
You guys got any Happy Gilmore fucking little samples?
Oh, yeah.
No, I've just got a very small small selection.
That would be ideal for this band, because Happy Gilmore
is the best.
No, that's quite... No, Happy Gilmore lives for this band.
Oh, God, I
love it. Are you a band of happies?
Nah, I wouldn't say so, but
I'm always in a great mood.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Exactly. That'd be a good
one. Get in your hole, ball. You too good for your home?
Nah, I think I'll just putt from here.
It's all in the hips.
See, there's so many good ones. Just watch that movie. Instead of practice, we just sit there and watch.
Yeah, cold cut combo.
You can't throw it in to fuck with people, you know, like...
Your mother's a whore.
You know, see, that's the stuff we've got.
Yeah,
the good stuff.
Do the old school one, dude.
Throat, dude.
The
your mother's a whore.
Yeah. That's the one that's a Dakota. Secret.
Okay, so, your mother's secretly a whore.
We should, do you think?
Namaste?
Maybe.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel better now.
Okay, good.
We're cleansed. Let's continue. What's the next segment, Roy Dowd?
Oh, the next segment is, what does Nick think about dudes? No. No,
I'll
that
tell
is
you
so,
if you want
to That
know.
Is so tired and played out. We don't need to do that.
Oh, you want him to hit some?
No, I don't want that to happen either.
At all.
It was a joke. What's the next segment?
That was out of context, too. He was talking about how much he liked pussy.
Well,
he just happened to go
I don't know. The current
around.
Segment is still like, hey, band, what's happening with you guys?
Yeah.
Do you like long walks on the beach holding hands together?
Kind of, but I kind of want to know what Nick thinks of dudes right now, too.
I think dudes are cool, man. They're fun to, you know, they're cool dudes who hang out and stuff. And then
what about a dude you really like?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's sad, man, because most of the time they're like, you hang out with your girlfriend too much for us to be like bromance, dude. So,
hot dogs.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know? Hell, fuck you, Nick.
Nice. Well done to both.
What would Uncle Nick do?
I'd just suck his dick. Oh, how dare you. How dare you.
Oh, Nick, context. He's a little high.
Only to taste
to
the pussy off of it.
Yeah.
I'd just suck his dick so I could taste fucking her pussy off of it.
That's very straight.
That's pretty
Nick.
Foul. I don't
it's pretty straight.
It is so foul.
I agree with that. It's terribly disgusting.
Even I thought that was gay.
Nick's the sexual freak of the group. Yeah.
Fucking A. So we've
come yeah, to I'm a
Nick
deviant.
Is pretty wild.
I'm a deviant. I'm into all kinds of crazy shit.
Hey, let's watch Two Girls, One Cup again, Nick. It's your favorite movie.
Nick also likes shit.
We're walking out.
And a cup.
Shit.
Fuck you guys, dude.
The band is with you here, it seems, though.
We found out. Listen to that episode, dude.
Nick is also recessively ginger, and we didn't know that till last week's
come on,
show.
That's mean.
The eating shit thing is okay.
That he's soulless.
Just because I have red beard hair, you're going to hate me
see,
now?
I'm
no,
trying to,
you
I'm
had
trying
a ginger
to talk
child,
to you
which
guys,
means you have to
but
have
they
recessive
like
ginger
talking
genes
to themselves a whole lot.
Right. In you.
Right. That's pretty funny.
You know what? I think I'm with Rory. Let's talk about the band.
Hey!
Fuck.
What do you guys got going on? What's coming up in your future?
Miles, what would you say?
Oh, Ryan was going to speak. Ryan, but yeah, we'll lay it out.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of shit coming up, actually. All
right, so we're releasing our fucking debut LP. It's called Of Sin.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sin. And,
where we, at?
Well, we're releasing it here on our own fucking label. You're going to be able to stream it October 11th at crushopposition.com.
Crush Opposition?
Yeah.
It will be coming out.
You guys don't like that band, Crush?
No. I love Crush, but that's another
time. No, he's going to stream it
another
time.
That's
some dude from New York.
Okay,
sick.
Anyways. Yeah, so the actual release show is going to be the 15th. It's Friday, probably at Shays.
November 15th.
Yeah, November 15th.
With Weight of the Tide, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
That would be sick.
What else? We're hitting next month. We're hitting with fucking Tom Gordon.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
We're doing a
Jeff Gordon.
Another EP for fucking
Jeff
from
Gordon.
Cousin. I think they're cousins.
Number 24.
That's the first guy we recorded with, so we're revisiting.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Tom's a badass.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
He's the man in Reno, man. He's
yeah.
the man.
Nick and Tom
we
share
got
a mutual crush on each other. Like,
oh, music. Yeah, yeah. We're in love.
Well, everybody loves Tom, though.
Yeah, we recorded
Tom's
Jeff.
Have you ever met anybody who didn't like Tom for some reason?
He's a hack.
Right? Yeah, you never hear anybody ever say anything bad about Tom.
No, he's
yeah,
super
Tom's
talented.
The man.
I'd say
if they do say something bad, it's usually because they're fucking dickheads.
Jealous.
Anyway. Yeah, no, one time I heard somebody say, he mixes drums a little loud sometimes. That's the worst thing I have ever heard anybody say about
so
Tom.
So good, though. I mean, come on.
Right. Right.
Yeah, no.
October 11th.
Well, that was a guitar player, so. You know.
That was Ryan. My name's Alex, and I'm going to go ahead and tell
my
you guys
name doesn't
that
matter.
At this point right now, we'll be playing two shows on October 11th.
Your
Fort
CD
Ryland,
release show?
249, no.
No.
We said
no.
Obviously, you guys were not listening, and you don't give a shit about what
I just heard the
11th. At this point. So, October 11th is
never
what
forget,
to get
man.
At
October
this
11th,
point.
Man. Never forget. It's above too late.
Fort Ryland. We'll be playing first up over at 249 Ryland Street, and then Jub Jubs will be playing right after
right
Harvest
down the
and
street.
Hunt.
Perfect. Hit them both.
Well, oh, yeah.
Two in one day.
Yeah. Two in one day.
Very cool.
Double bangers. Is like
double bangers.
Yeah.
You can walk
day,
from one to the other if
the
you
next
have to.
Day, so, you can stream our full album for free, man, on fucking crushopposition.com.
Crush pump it.
Well, actually,
drop
please
it. Boom, boom.
Stream our album for free on the Crush Opposition.
And then come out and buy the record when we actually get them in our hands.
Yeah.
That's all we're waiting on. We're
so
waiting on
the
test presses
more
now.
In November, but.
Yeah. Waiting on test presses, and once we get them in our hands, we can play that fucking show.
But yeah,
you can
listen to the full all right, record.
Next, Miles.
I'll just talk inadvertently.
What do you got coming
up, I butt
in
all the time.
What do you
got
to say,
do you
want
to know? How much time you got?
You got all.
He's coming up, so let's get this party started.
Not enough. No, and then, yeah, actually, the first time we recorded with Jeff Gordon, we did Crawling from the Grave. It was just like a little EP we did, and we're going to do another one this Halloween, like he was saying. We're going to release
part
the song,
two.
Part two on Halloween. First one was called Mesmerizer, actually. Happened right in this neighborhood. Those two gents who decided to listen to Judas Priest backwards and blow their brains out.
Vance and the other one.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And that was
literally
the first song. That's
you're familiar where we're at now.
Yeah, and so it's right down the street, so we thought we'd mention that, which is fucking tight. But we all lived around here.
What
so.
School was that at? Dilworth?
Or I think
dark,
it wasn't a school, it was a
history.
Park. It was just a park.
Happened behind the fucking church, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Lutheran
well,
church.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Rick, you used to see the one dude at grocery stores with his mom years later, right?
Yeah, like it, like a,
at the
like
Rayleigh's
Grand
on fucking
Central.
James Vance.
Did he scare the shit out of you? Because his face
yeah,
was
yeah,
fucked
I did.
Up.
Totally, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody without a lower jaw?
It's what?
Just him.
It's, I
mean,
yeah.
I've seen him at like a skate jam or something one time.
Well, I just, and then I realized, and yeah.
But yeah, so it should be tight. We're excited for all that. We got a bunch of shit going on. So
see the other guy, though.
Right. Yeah. Hey,
you got
ECV,
a shovel
in
some time? You can see him.
No, fuck
is
no.
Is Kyle an ECV?
No.
What?
No. No, never mind.
Any,
Sorry, brother.
We got a fuck no on that.
Good.
You and I.
Like,
let's
trance right now, Mr. Morrison.
Let's hit another song.
Yes. I'm going to hit the head.
Well, what the fuck?
Their eyes all got wide.
Yeah. It's only Monday.
And then I got. And then we're
going to
come back and have. We got a little quiz for you.
Why are you not?
I'm scratching. Because my neck
itches.
That
looks very awful from this.
My neck itches. So I'm scratching it with a pen.
You're a fucking crybaby.
My friend Spike played last night at my house, too. It was cool.
It just sounds like a generic dog name. Like
Spike.
My buddy Spike.
Honestly, thanks to
Spike
and Erica.
Spike and Erica are awesome.
Pizza and. More booze, and my fucking landlord comes over. Can you keep it down? And it's like 12:30 in the morning on a Sunday. I'm all, yeah, this is the last song. I swear, we turned it off after that. It was a hell of a party. Fuck yeah, Countress.
I think it's about where I was at last time. Hey, Jess, you in there?
Yeah. Count us off.
You ready? I think I was born ready. Oh, this has a crack in it. Oh, yeah, it should be fun to do.
What up? What up?
Welcome back.
That was awesome.
Oh god.
You guys are heavy.
Is that a fat joke?
Just a little one. Just a chub. Just a chub of a fat joke.
What's that supposed to mean?
I got a piss, I'll tell you that much.
Nothing, big bones. They ever tell you that, Josh?
What?
When you were little, they tell you you were big boned?
No.
The other day, a friend of mine told me I was big boned.
Big bonered.
Yeah, but when you're. Wait a minute. Wait, the band
entire band's leaving. Where are you guys going, guys?
The band has
they
to
quit.
Pee. So, hey, Nick, what's happening this coming
so
up?
So it's time for me to bone up on my comedy
up,
show.
What is happening?
Don't answer the question with a question, Nick.
How dare you, Rick?
Well, besides the open mic night next Monday with the lovely and fabulous Michelle.
Oh,
from
yeah,
Scarlet
from
Presents.
Scarlet Presents. Michelle Bell.
That'll be the following Monday. But there's always lots of things happening in your town known
as
Reno.
Check out the News Review grid. Go
Facebookery
face. Check. Look in the mirror. What the fuck am I going to do today?
Did you see that I got the new KTEL?
Oh, yeah.
The KTEL.
Remember KTEL Records?
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Realistic
the guy on TV
earlier,
and it was all like 70s shit. Do you remember the commercials, Rory? Did they have those back where you lived?
Ours were a little more BMG, K-Tel. But I do remember the KTEL.
No, the KTEL. Okay, wait.
On
this
TV,
is,
I'm sure
this
you
is,
had it.
Wait, here's the KTEL commercial.
Yeah, I mean, you can get the
commercial?
Yeah,
check it out.
You can
this
get it
so
on
rad.
8-track okay, album cool. or cassette.
Yeah, where's the... Oh, come on, play. Don't fucking give me that shit. Where is that?
What year is your KTEL album?
Here it is.
Okay.
Sounds great.
KTEL presents another great new album, Believe in Music.
Oh,
22
yeah.
original hits, the original star, Daniel Boone.
Beautiful Sunday.
Oh,
Nick
Neal.
Lighthouse.
Looking Glass.
So this is one commercial?
Okay, this is a KTEL album that nobody knows any song on, but that's not my KTEL album was radder than that. But dude, I remember that fucking guy's voice. 20 original hits by 20 original artists. KTEL. Sorry.
KTEL
I was so
also
excited.
Means
Nailed
what's
it.
Up, I think
Nailed
it's Spanish.
It.
KTEL, right? KTEL.
What's up, hits? Yeah.
I really used to have a KTEL album.
Do you know, yeah.
I remember it had, KTEL. It had the Jacksons doing... Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Right, that one? I also had ELO, Don't Bring Me Down.
Yeah.
Was it KTEL Blockbuster?
I don't know, man, but whichever one had those two on, dude.
Right, this is KTEL Blockbuster, dude.
KTEL presents Blockbuster, a great new LP, 20 original hits, original stars, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Uh-huh,
I like it.
Silver. War.
I can't
breathe.
Ah,
yeah.
Leon Haywood.
So,
huh?
So I was so
who's?
Fucking thrilled.
So you
Leon
found
Haywood.
These commercials on the internet, but you bought the album for 88 cents.
No, I remember the commercials from being a kid, and I was at a thrift store, and I saw those two KTEL records,
yeah,
and I about shit my fucking pants. I was like, holy shit, only 88 cents? Don't let them see how excited you are. Don't let them see how excited you are. They'll jack up the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and next fucking, person's going to buy it for $2.
Right,
$0.88.
Exactly. Shit. And so I fucking got those records. It came out. One is scratch-free. We were playing it when everybody came in, and Nick walked up and said, are you playing this gay shit?
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
No, I didn't say that. I said this shit is so gay.
Because he's gay.
The Cure is still gayer, though. The Cure is still gayer.
Well, that is super gay, dude.
Miles' opinion.
And I should know. That's super gay.
All
right.
All that shit.
The band's taking their seats again, Rick. I think it's about time.
Dude.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you.
He's having a hard time with us. He's about to put him on
backwards. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's now time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask this band, Countress, a number of maybe embarrassing and mildly exciting questions.
Ooh.
And then score them randomly.
Ooh.
At my own discretion. Are you ready to play?
Not yeah. really.
Callers, feel free to buzz in with your answer at any time.
Please do.
I'll start off with a fun little softball, a new question to the quiz. Ryan, what was the first album you ever bought?
My mom bought me Nevermind by Nirvana.
Ah,
classic.
Good early album in your history there.
I was already on acid.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corn follow the leader.
Yeah.
Ooh.
God damn. First album, I'd either say is probably Smashing Pumpkins.
Loser.
Which one?
Loser.
I don't even know how to pronounce anymore. The Siamese Chicks.
Siamese Dream.
Yeah.
That's a good album.
And then or else that or like that Space Hog shitty one-hit wonder band. I think I tried to look that up on YouTube one time and I was very impressed. Great song.
What about you, sir?
Hey, Joe's going to talk.
Joe.
Everyone listen up. It's
Joe
be
is speaking.
Beautiful.
Quiet.
Joe.
Woo.
Thanks, guys. the band was Tool, and the album was Anima.
That's a good-ass album, right. Man.
Yeah. Worst album ever.
That was pretty
that
good.
That shit's slick.
Jesse.
Black Sabbath, Paranoid.
Oh, hands down winner.
Yeah, he's a classic dude.
He's fucking lying, sure. Man.
Yeah, he lies.
You know it was Three Doors Down, dude. They know it was. Taproot.
Chumbawamba.
Taproot.
Dude. I get no
Smash
clown.
Mouth,
bare
man.
Naked fucking ladies.
When searching...
Nobody gets famous telling the
Creed.
Truth,
so.
It's true.
When searching the internet, looking for nighttime inspiration... Why are you calling
it
me?
It doesn't have to be nighttime, dude.
All right, well, looking for a little inspiration, as it were, your search to jerk... What are your favorite keywords to use to look for porn?
Real life shit, man. Reality. Ex-girlfriend shit, like home video shit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a popular answer. Alex.
Latina, big booty, big ass, anything with ethnic value to it.
That fool's going to say Mickey Rourke.
Snuff. Got to go snuff, you know?
Buff?
Yeah, buff. That's it. That's what he meant.
If she doesn't get her throat cut at the end, I can't get off.
I want to see blood, motherfucker.
You know, booty.
like the booty?
Booty's yeah. good, yeah. Yeah.
Jesse.
I think they call it YouTube, but I go to UJizz.
That's not a keyword.
UJizz.
Yeah.
X-hamster, dude. X-hamster. That's the way
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, X-hamster is pretty good. Rad. Yeah. boys food, but all that links back to X-hamster.
Yeah. Gross.
I have a girlfriend, so I don't look at porn.
How often do you masturbate?
Yeah, sure.
How often do you do this activity?
Depends on what day of the week and if I'm hungover or not.
I give it as a general average.
All right, well, I'm usually hungover, so 3 or 4 times a day.
Woo! Young man's stamina.
I work at Whole Foods, and I always stare at, like, the most fitness
guy.
MILF. Whatever.
Guys in yoga pants.
So, with guys in the yoga pants and the women who keep themselves pretty well, about 8 to 9 times a day.
Good Lord.
Not proud of
liar.
That.
Hey. Liar.
You gotta wash your hands before
you're
you go
machine,
back to work,
though.
Dude. Don't touch your microphone.
Shit.
Rick, get some Clorox, dude.
I got 1 to 2. I'm boring. I got things to do, man.
Miles
these guys, you guys
Miles
sit around jerking off all fucking day.
Was supposed to be that.
I got a job. We got fucking 2 members here that don't even have jobs, man. I got shit to do.
Joe, how many times a day?
Shoot the dish. Just a couple times a week, I guess.
Yeah, bull.
A couple times
shit.
A week?
Yeah.
Like, what are you, a sloth?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just how it is.
He's figured out how to come mentally. He just stands there.
Visualizes.
Thinks about it real. Visualizes.
Yeah,
Jesse.
What is there, like 50% women to men? So never.
As long as there's a beer box and you don't make eye contact.
Exactly.
That's the secret. That's the secret. What's your favorite, speaking of being hungover, what's your favorite drunk food?
Burritos, man.
Burritos.
For sure.
Shout. Oh, yeah.
Burritos from Gym Boys.
Gym specific.
Boys.
Yeah.
Especially the Gym Boys from Sparks that used to have the old Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat machine.
Yep.
So I like to reminisce and go towards that one and just have the best day ever.
Miles.
It's a hard one. I'm going to have to go with all of them. Yeah, I'd say all of them.
All of the foods?
I don't think we've ever had that.
The city is my buffet, man.
That's a first answer to that. I like that. Joe, it's your favorite drunk food.
Fuck that. I just keep drinking until I can.
Yeah!
Favorite drunk food is alcohol. More.
That's a man's answer.
Yeah. It's funny because he's not lying. He walks from his house to the fucking store, back to the house. That's all he does.
Jesse.
I'm going to go with Alex on that one. Or pussy, whichever.
Yeah! We've actually had that one before.
Yeah. Loser!
Well, is not, dude, it's not a compliment.
I was going to say, Jesse, you must starve then, my friend.
We'll switch it up a little, go back to Jesse here, and on the same subject of pussy, where and when did you lose your virginity, my friend?
Oh, shit.
That was a bad one. On a toilet in Arlington Street.
Oh!
I was there for that. I was there for that.
On a toilet.
Nice.
And we broke the toilet, too. I forgot.
That's more bonus point.
In my
right
bedroom
there.
To a girl who was 4 years older than me.
Nice.
That's very nice as well, nice. Sir. You count yourself proud.
Yes.
To my buddy's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I can vouch for that, too.
I would say names, but I'd rather not.
Yeah, yeah. Way to snark out your buddy. Yeah,
he knows. It was pretty funny, to say the least.
Alex.
Have not yet lost my virginity. Oh. So.
I thought we were supposed to sound badass in here.
Yeah, you sound like a pussy.
Sorry, guys. Not have yet lost my virginity.
All that metal angst has. All right,
you guys,
somewhere.
Is this true or is he pulling our leg?
He's pulling shit. He's pulling shit.
He's fucking bullshit.
No, we've had people come in recently where there was a true answer.
Yeah, Alex got a chick right after we put 10 minutes after we played.
Right
some girl wanted to fuck him.
2 weeks ago, he got laid.
Literally 10 minutes.
So he later got lost his virginity. All right, all
right,
all
right. The goddamn fucking apartments right there by Dilworth. I don't know. It's the government appointed apartments. I was
the HUD house.
I know that girl. I met her.
Parader.
My friends called her Yankee Doodle because she literally
with Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle. At a young age, she really knew what she was doing. So I don't know.
I never called her that.
Ryan.
Right after I watched Wayne's World 2. Not even kidding. My 17-year-old bedroom. It was awesome. My mom left for the night. She went out drinking, so we handled shit.
Yeah.
Parents, are you listening? If you don't talk to your kids about fucking the girlfriend when you go out drinking, who will?
Who will?
Nobody's listening, Rick.
My dad wouldn't.
I'm so bright.
If your kids buy you concert tickets, it's not because they want you to have a great time.
Jesse, in all of history, who'd you start a fist fight with?
Fist fight?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Lars Ulrich. Duh.
Yeah!
Don't you dare say that.
No. Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one.
And you're like, and you're the instigator. You're picking the fight.
Dude, I got a good one.
I can't.
I'm sorry,
I can't think of that one.
All right,
start on this side.
Joe's next. Not. Joe.
The goose egg.
Joe?
I don't start fights. I finish them.
Yeah!
With who?
But who?
But yeah, well, who's the person?
I know, I don't remember.
Hitler!
Expect me to remember that shit? I don't.
He's getting drunk. This is going to get better now.
All right, Miles.
There's so many people, like.
There's gotta be one.
How much Lundell? Miles of Lundell.
Fuck.
Come on.
Why is this so hard?
I don't
Aren't
know.
You angry? So, you're in a metal band. Aren't you angry dudes?
I don't know.
Watch me poke him, everybody.
So it should probably be Alex. I've already tried that many a times. I try to fight everybody.
Band on band violence is completely condoned.
We'll
by
go
us.
Back to the that Cure hate, dude. I'll just beat the shit out of that dude. Robert Smith. Whoever the fuck his name is, dude.
Never
and then
had
more,
that answer.
See, I take him three at a time.
You get fucking
everybody.
Makeup all over your fist. Suck.
I'm blood wash it off.
What do you got?
I really don't know.
Anybody, all of history.
I know, you guys are really spitting this fucking question at me right now.
See, I thought one of you guys were going to say me for sure.
I really can't think. So.
Beaker from the Muppets?
Can you, no, Beaker's cool.
Yeah,
Beaker is I always cooler. Liked Animal,
that
Beaker.
Kid that pantsed you in second
Miss
grade.
Miss Piggy, though?
Miss Piggy.
Punch her right in the fucking face.
Yeah, she sucks. There's Cock a Miss blocker. Piggy.
That'd be Gonzo.
Mr. Rogers, dude. Just fuck him up for everyone hates you.
Sure, Cocker.
Really helpful.
Your sweater's stupid,
fucker.
I mean,
it would rather... It'd seriously be between Fred Durst or, like...
what?
An acceptable
See,
answer.
Miles
strong,
offended.
Strong
Did
answer.
You guys hear that? Miles is strong. Offended.
I was on the behalf of Fred Durst?
My lord.
Not offended. Just know that he'd beat the shit out of you so you'd lose that fight.
That guy's like kind of whiny.
He ain't so tough. I could take him.
He did it all for the cookie.
I don't
want to
see you cried, man. I'd be sad.
I don't know. It's
Fred Durst is your final answer. I'm
Fred Durst, put it down. Put it down.
Ryan, you better have something good here.
Wanda fucking Sykes, man.
Yikes.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's out of left field.
Fucking standard, man.
Why?
Dude, that'd be a voice for one.
I'd put money on that fight. That'd be a tight race.
Really?
There.
Do not answer this.
Now that we're on the fight,
she's a bat. She used to be a bouncer and a bounty hunter and shit.
I don't give a fuck.
And wrestled alligators with one arm.
Why would you want to fight her?
Why would she only have one arm?
Well, no, I said I'll fight her with one arm.
Shut up, Chewie. Nick, it's your turn.
She's been haunting over my life the whole time, man.
What?
I can't handle it. I can't handle it.
Your turn.
Never been funny.
Nailed it.
I think that was a pretty interesting answer. Anyway.
I don't like her either, but I don't hit women.
Here we go with the rapid fire, fellas. All right, I'm going to start with Jesse.
Jesse.
Me.
Oh,
here we
do
go.
It to it. That was the slowest rapid I've ever heard.
My.
I didn't know. I didn't say a rapid introduction to the segment.
Me ho.
I need to do a stretch and a bend. Here we go.
Then there.
Elvis
me
or Beatles?
Elvis or Beatles? Elvis.
Shit.
Elvis.
Beatles. I hate them both. My mom and my grandma robbed Elvis.
Whoa.
I'm not even lying.
Never had to hate them both.
How'd they rob him?
Wait. No, yeah,
broke
pause.
We actually want to
know this.
Don't pause. You guys wanted this. Just fucking ask and keep going. Broke into his house after they seen him. My family is unbelievably obsessed with Elvis.
Dude, but what did they take?
No.
What did they get?
Hit the license plate off his fucking dune buggy.
That's awesome.
My mom has it to this day.
Dude, I want to see it. I just want to touch it.
Yeah,
you get 10 bonus points just for that answer. Go. All right, keep moving. We kind of have a giant... Rick and I have a giant heart on for
big
Elvis.
All right, let's do some more fast
throbbing
questions.
Yeah, please.
Let's stay with some music. So, Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols. Clash.
Clash, Sex Pistols weren't punk.
You're not punk, motherfucker.
They both suck, so fuck them.
rapid, motherfucker.
Not fucking Led Zeppelin.
That's a different question.
Zeppelin or the Who?
Zeppelin.
All the way around, all right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. You're supposed to go in turn.
Going
Alan
for
all
the
Wars. Right. Turn.
No, it's cool. We got it. Coke or Pepsi?
It's okay to show. I like cocaine, man.
And callers, don't forget to call in at the magic word for your chance to win prizes.
Including
cocaine.
Weed.
Mountain Dew.
Cocaine.
Yikes. Yeah. All right, well, with that, meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh,
shit.
Speed me up, Scotty.
All right.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I'd rather be gay and be plowed by a red hair guy.
Wow, that's a bold answer, sir.
Nobody ever says that one.
He took my answer. I'd much rather be gay.
I am gay.
He's got red pubes.
I'll
man.
Take the red hair, thanks.
Dude, a Chinese man with red hair.
He's from Guam, you fucking dick.
I'm El Salvadorian,
good
asshole.
Lord. You guys are metal. Are you guys metal or punk?
Metal.
Both.
Metal!
Like hardcore. You're hardcore.
Actually, no, yeah. Fuck that. We're metal.
We're punk.
Metal. Okay, metal. Aussie
or ska.
Aussie or Dio?
Fucking Aussie, man. Don't even ask
both.
Ever again, man.
Aussie.
Dio.
Aussie.
Both.
See, fuck that's why
yeah.
I asked.
Very mixed.
You never know.
Yeah.
This guy over here.
Ryan's going to quit the band
Benatar
now.
Or Jet?
Oh, my God, Joan Jet. Till the day I die.
Jet, I would come
Joan
on
Jet.
To.
Jet.
What was the question?
Benatar Jet.
That's a hard one.
Say Jet or you're my ex-brother.
I thought you said Minotaur first, like the mystical creature. And I was like, yes, Minotaur.
Yes,
Minotaur.
Yes, Minotaur.
Would you rather fuck a Minotaur or a Jet?
Or a mermaid. Or a mermaid.
Pat Benatar, Joan Jet.
Both of them at the same time.
Just said that.
You blew
it. Blind or deaf?
Ooh. Deaf.
Blind.
blind.
Whatever.
Blind for shit. I'm sick of seeing you motherfuckers.
AIDS or cancer?
Yeah, AIDS or cancer.
And hearing you.
AIDS and cancer for sure.
Both.
Tastes like grapefruit.
AIDS, they found a cure for it, so.
And you also get it for fucking.
What?
Bullet to the head.
Bullet to the head.
Bullet to the head. Yeah, both of them probably.
All right, and let's go nice on the last two couple, and we'll go bacon or chocolate?
I like to bake chocolate, man.
I like chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, man.
I like Joe's result. Yeah, what the last guy said.
Joe's got chocolate on his lip all day. That's why he says that.
That's not chocolate.
No, bacon. Bacon all the way, motherfuckers.
All right.
Chocolate.
All right, and for your last, if you could live in a world with Led Zeppelin or Star Wars, which one would you pick?
Whoa. Who's starting?
Led Zeppelin's got cocaine.
Ryan.
Zeppelin for sure. I don't know.
Jabba the Hutt had cocaine.
Me? Fucking Zeppelin.
Star Wars, man. I want to be in space, dude.
Homo.
I want to shoot a fucking laser gun.
Hey, Miles, you can't start a lightsaber. I can start with Led Zeppelin, dude.
And that's your rapid fire.
That was a
five.
You know what? As opposed to many of the different quizzes, that actually changed a lot in the rapid fires.
You also can't suck cool. a lightsaber, but you can suck a cock there too, Jesse.
Like your mom.
Damn, Riku. Snap.
Damn, son.
But I'm gonna have to give it Jesse out of nowhere with
no!
80 points. 80 points taking the win there.
Damn.
Ryan, you had a fantastic comeback. That would be Joe. But before the rapid fire, actually, Ryan was below Joe. So Ryan had a great comeback there in the end there.
I'm always on top of Joe, man.
He's all
sexually.
In fact, his comebacks are always true. In the end.
That's how it works.
Oh my gosh, that was an exciting quiz. Do you guys want to play another song for us?
I don't know. Do you want us to play another
song?
Yeah,
we do. We always do.
Fucking do it, then.
What song are we doing?
Oh, wait, are you guys done? Are you guys too drunk to play? You want to just, like, call
it? I think you're too drunk to ask us questions. So, I mean, whatever you want to do, then we'll go ahead and do
it. I'll still be prettier than you.
Personally, I'd like here to plug my comedy show, so let's just talk to me for the next
time. Wait, you have a comedy show?
I do now. Just started.
I got to head to the show. I laugh at it.
Okay.
Do you have a website? Do you have a Reverb Nation? Do you have SoundCloud?
Worship account? We got a Facebook.
I wasn't fucking talking.
Miles has literally done nothing.
I wasn't fucking talking.
Okay, say goodbye, Chewy.
We got a bunch. Oh,
later.
See you guys later.
See you guys
enjoy
next time.
Enjoy the evening.
Hey, thank you guys.
Have a good night. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Fuck you, Reno.
Yeah.
I'll show you. Not really. Just gonna love it.
Just leave the beer. That will be good.
So one more song?
Yeah, one more song.
We're going to plug the shit first.
I gotta re-record that first song, though. I fucked it up so bad.
Well, you know, the less you bring it up on the show, the less we have to edit.
Yeah,
we talk about it. We shut it up.
Man, we played that first song so
perfectly.
Song,
you remember that time you got on your back and started soloing for like an hour, man?
And then flames were shooting out of your fingers. That was killer, dude.
I remember it.
Flames are coming out of the pussy.
All right, what are we fucking playing then?
Well, hold on. Let's
Red flag.
Let's talk some shit and then let's play, huh? Oh, this is getting funny now.
Nick's knocking over equipment.
Oh, yeah. Plug
so,
shit. So.
Wait, are we still
commenting? Yeah, plug stuff.
Plug.
What do you got?
Butt plug.
Where are you on the internet? Just on Facebook?
Countrits.bandcamp.com. You can hear the
hey, Jesse,
first four
keep it down
fucking
in there.
Songs of this new record of Sin that's coming out. You can check us out
October
at Facebook.
11th.
Yeah, October 11th is going to be, you can stream that motherfucker for free, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Crush Opposition.
From front to back.
We got SoundCloud, Countrys.
CrushOpposition.com. You can stream that thing for free, man.
Bandcamp.com.
You
want to
say what's up to
Countrys,
Spinning Image, fucking any
fucking
other.
Fucking Otis, Drag Me Under, Bone Shaker. Those are all our.
Yeah, no, the Infectos.
Infectos, you know what? Even Raj and Infecto, thank you very much. Fuck yeah.
Straight up.
What else
to you guys?
Raj? What else?
Way to the Tide. Even Raj, the bass player, you know, the quiet one. But
the only one we know, man.
Yeah, the only one we know. But,
and what else?
Fucking the Alley.
Jack Shirley for recording the album.
That's right.
Over
Jack
at
Shirley.
Common Garden in California.
Jeff Gordon in Mirage Studios.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. To you, brother. Thank you very much for all your patience.
Hey, and thank you, motherfuckers,
yeah,
for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Yeah,
oh, hey, no, thank you.
I'm sorry. but thank you.
On top of that,
sorry. Let's
and
let's
a one not, and a two.
Well, let's Does not he forget, realize it's live right now and we can hear him?
I don't know. What fucking sorry. Song was
Jesse,
that?
Shut up. We
Jesse.
Still got like 17 more shout-outs. Fort yeah. Ryland and every kid that puts on punk shows there. Thank you very much.
Play Talica Maiden.
Clark and fucking Holland, thank Chase. You very much for having us. Yeah. Well,
fuck all you motherfuckers. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, I never gave a shit about any of you.
Pierce the skin with this crown of thorns. River of blood from his head on tail. Crack the whip and stone the lawyer. You are now fucking martyr. Feel your fucking words. It is all you speak. Lies in violent hands. Ready to pay the price. Kneel down in the court. Take your punishment. Scourging of the pillar. Executed on the cross. Scourging of the pillar. Executed on the cross.
Backwater Studios.
The fact he has lips like a woman.
Yeah.